give you some tools and some guidance for that upcoming month. And I do them for every month free for the whole year. So we'll talk about that next week. So today I'd love to talk about this coming year, that maybe January and going into a new year of 2019, and how we're kind of checking in with everybody of how's it going. I always feel like January is a transition month. It's like we're still sort of shedding 2018, and I feel like 2018 was full of some punches. And it was a powerful year for a lot of people, but at the same time, it was a really tough and painful year for so many people. And that's what we're going to move out of in 2019. Today, I'd love to talk with you guys about whatever's important to you, but also maybe some things that we can do in this new year, give you guys some tools to set yourselves up, because there's something in our mind, it's mental, since we're kids, it's bred in us, new year, new start. But what I was hearing about the January and in the January energy update I did around all of 2019 is that it really is like a new beginning. It's like Spirit said to me, it all starts now. Like, and it gives me chills just repeating it. It all starts now, because we all thought 2012 was going to be the time. It's like, oh, this is a spiritual awakening. And it feels like from then until now was this massive period of change and upheaval and breakthroughs and people dying and loss. And what I'm feeling now is this sort of letting, a full letting go as we move into this new energy. It's almost like we're in another 7-year cycle coming into this year in 2019. So where are you at? What are the things that are working? What are the things that are not working? What I'm hearing for me personally, you guys can probably hear, I'm sick. And I don't know, for those of you that don't know, we are temporarily living in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands, with my husband and my two boys. And it is winter here, and I got horribly sick. And I never get sick. I'm from California. I'm a California girl. I don't get sick. And my son got sick, but and it's just been crazy. And Dee and I were chatting. I'm like, Dee, I never get sick. And there's three things that are going on. Number one, I still have resistance to being here and being in winter, because let's be real. I actually love the snow, but here it's super rainy and wet and cold, and you have to take your bike everywhere. Not sexy, people. It's not sexy. But accepting it and trying to look for the thing. So this is part of the message I wanted to give to you guys today, because before I started, I asked Spirit, I said, what can I give them today? What's a message that I can give this group that's listening today? Which is, the first thing is, you got to start looking for beauty and power in things. Look for the divine in everything. And then you'll start to see it in your own life. And so it sounds silly, but even when it's dumping rain and I have both my kids on this bike and I'm riding around town, you start to see the beauty in the rain. You start to see how cute little kids are bundled up in their raincoats and their little umbrellas. And you start to notice things, and then it softens everything. Even when you're like, oh, I hate the rain, this sucks, you know? So all of us get in those situations. If we can stop and go, let me see this, how my source sees it. Let me see the beauty and the divine in this moment. Let me see where I have some power, because that is your power in every moment, is how do I choose to see this? And we don't do that. We're not taught to do that. So that's something that's really, they're showing me, going to be important this year, is taking back the power around how you choose to see something. Now, listen, guys, nobody gets it more than me. I'm a super emotional person. It feels sometimes like something, I call it being plugged into the wall. It's like when something's really deep and really old, let's say it's survivor fear, like money or a relationship pattern that comes in your face where you get, you know, sort of blindsided and punched in the face again, and you just get so triggered. Those things are going to happen. Our goal with those things are to unplug them from the wall so that you can stop and go, oh, here it is again. All right, I see it. This is old creation, because everything that's happening right now, guys, is old news. It's over. It's from the past, and it's just showing up in your now. How you respond to it in the now determines what you project into your future. I know you know all this, but it's a really good reminder. So second thing around my sickness, which also brings me to the next thing, is grieving. And what am I grieving, you ask? It's interesting, because I wrote again in my January update, I was a musician as a child and into my 20s and 30s. And I went through a very traumatic experience with sexual harassment and a lawsuit and all of this, where I did not listen to my gut. And it really, I lost my love for music. And all of us have had this experience where some people are like, I want a relationship, but I got so beat down that I can't let it in anymore because I just don't even believe, you know. All of us have some place, whether it's money or health or relationships, some place like that. And the grieving part comes from letting it go, because believe it or not, holding on to the anger around that thing, that issue, whatever it is that happened to you, is what's empowered you, because the anger was better than being the victim. So grieving and letting go of the anger, because it's been your friend. And that's a strange way to look at it, but it really resonated with me when Dee and I were chatting, and I was like, that's it. Like, I can feel myself letting go of all these old things that I experienced, all this wounding around music that I experienced because I was so young and so insecure when I started. So that got momentum. The third and last thing is, of course, self-care, guys. Self-care this year, above all else. And when I say self-care, guys, I really mean four things. And these are things you do. Meditation, okay? Some form of exercise, walking, breathing in the air, being outside, some form of exercise, treating your body well, eating well, okay? Maybe getting a massage, maybe doing acupuncture, something to uplift and help balance your body, because the world is gonna go crazy this year. There is going to be upheavals this year. If you think that you saw them last year on the world stage, this year they're going to be bigger. So that energy, even if you're not going through it in your own life, you're going to be feeling it, because we're all the sensitive ones, right? So really important self-care, which is what I let fall apart because I have two small children and a husband. And that's, for me, it's the first thing to go, is taking care of myself. So I just wanted to share that with you, because that is all, sometimes one thing we create, like my sickness, is really, there's a bunch of things underneath it. And that could be around anything. And that's what we're here to help unfold. It's like, really, okay, I see why I created this, so I can get better, or so I can turn it around and not create this again in the future. So think about what you're grieving, what you're ready to let go of. A lot of people also around, if you've had abuse in your life, you don't realize you've been carrying it with you, and letting that person go, letting that grieving little girl or little boy or child that was abused, letting them go, really, because we carry this stuff with us, guys, and it just hurts us. It's not real anymore, but it's real when we go back in our brain if we keep reliving it, okay? I know Dee has talked a lot about the brain stuff. So also, I was called to talk to you guys about thinking about what you need to call in. My favorite thing is, instead of going, what do I have to clear? It's really a time of, what do I want to call in? It's just such a more of a powerful statement. I want to call in more love. I want to call in more support. And I find that I want to call in more money is great if you can really line up with it. But a lot of times support is softer. Support feels like you can really get on that bandwagon and you can really believe that. So I would work on that this year too. Like, what do I need to call? I'm calling in more friendships. I'm calling in more abundance. I'm calling in more happy days. I'm calling in better sleep. What do you want to call in this year? I find that exercise to be really good. And I try to do it even for the day. What do I want to call in? I want to call in divine right energy today. I want to call in some fun and some laughter and some joy today, some great music today, whatever it is. And if you practice it with little things, the big things become really easy too. Lastly, what I'm hearing for a lot of people here, they showed me these like yin yang sign when I was meditating before we started today. And I asked for discernment around that. I'm like, what do you mean? They said, everybody who's listening today is in one of two places. They're either in an inward cycle or an outward cycle. And they told me to ask you to think for yourself. Am I in a cycle where I really got to do the internal work right now? Or am I in a cycle where I really need to do the external work right now? Where it's like, hey, this is exciting to me. You know it. You're in a time where you have to do the external work if you're excited, if you're motivated, if you're passionate about doing something, if you're, you know, excited about the action, then you're in an external place. If you're not excited about the action, you're in an internal place right now. That might change in a month or two, but that's the cycle you're in. So you have to honor that cycle and instead of trying to force yourself into action when you're in an inward cycle. I thought that was just interesting information to come in, because I found that helpful for me, because I'm an outward person, I'm an action person, but there are days I need to be inward and I need to honor that and listen to that instead of just doing anyway. So I'm sure a lot of you guys resonate with that. So lastly, before I get to callers, which I'm so excited to talk to you guys, I just launched my new website, so I'm super excited about it, intuitionbynadia.com. And I just started new audio downloads with workbooks. I just did two. They're only $30 for the workbook and the audio, which is 30 minutes, and it includes a guided meditation at the end to help line you up with the energy. The one is on money and one is on relationships, because those are the two issues I find myself repeating myself over and over again. So I thought, well, let me just put it in a recording so people don't have to pay me for a session. They can go listen to this recording and do the work themselves, because that's the goal. The goal is for you guys to know you can heal yourselves. So those are available on my web store. I'm very excited. I'm going to do more and more and more. So, all right, let's get started. Okay. First I have, Charlene in California. I miss California so. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Nadia?
Good. Good to hear your voice. How can I help you?
I'm going to just ask for a general reading now, because I always have so many questions I can't really pin it down.
Okay. That's so funny. They're showing me like six questions. Okay, so hold on. Let's see what's top of the list. Okay, so for Charlene, where are we going today? What's the most important thing to her? Okay, so we are going to a survival place, safety, security, strength, and power. That's the core of all the stuff you're worried about. Okay. So tell me give me a sense of where that's a familiar feeling of I'm not safe, I'm not secure, a survival sort of fear getting activated.
Oh, that was from childhood.
Okay. So that's why it's up, right? Because here it is, ready to grieve it and let it go. You know, it's shocking to me that I'm going to cry just talking to you, because it's shocking. I can feel the energy of what you experienced. And I see this so much. What a testament it is to your spirit and your soul that you are who you are after what you experienced, and how beautiful that is. And that you did survive. And I would say thriving, because you're not, you know what I mean? You're not the person that you could have been. If that makes sense, going through survival fear and constantly being in that sort of energy over and over and over again.
Yes, I do work on staying hopeful.
Right. So what is it, the core thing that you think is going to solve this for you? What do you think you want to manifest in order for this to be plugged, so to speak?
Well, definitely support in the sense of financial and friendships. For sure.
Okay.
Disconnected from my family. That's never been a place for support.
I remember this. Yeah, that's never been.
Yeah.
You can't go to it's going to a dry well, over
right.
there. You're not going to find what you're looking for. Right.
Right.
So what I would say is a couple things. I'm going to give you three things, okay? First, Charlene, number one is, just in this moment, your bottom chakra is just you've shut it down. So that means sexuality, creativity, shut it down, girl. You've shut it down, okay?
Yeah, my whole life.
So now it's time to open, because that's where your power is. That's where the support is. That's where all that energy lives, right, in that sort of bottom chakra. And ironically, it's red. It's like, it's a powerful energy. And if you could just, when we get off the phone, I would literally Google meditation for base chakra, first chakra. And I would do that for like 30 days. Just work on opening it. Ask it to open. But I feel like you're really not willing to let it open right today in this moment. But you will be really quickly, when you're not on the air with, people listening to you. Okay. Because it's a vulnerable thing. The second thing is, I would sit down, and every disappointment that you've had right now is you're still carrying it on your back, because you're going, well, I can't trust this person because look what happened. And I can't, there's this sort of, you're dragging it with you because you think it still protects you from something, that's how our brains are built. It's so stupid. I say the system is not great. Okay. It's not a great system.
Yes.
But your inner being is calling you anyway. So your work right now is all those fears and all those thoughts, they're not going to disappear today because they've been very active for a long time. But calling in support, and I think that's the highest word for you, and connections, divine connections and support. I think those are the words for you because I think those feel good.
Okay.
Yeah. Divine connections. So connections from divine can't be bad, can't be painful, can't, you know, those have to be uplifting, you know?
Right.
Calling in support and divine connections. I would literally, I mean, for me, there's just keep bringing back meditation, like literally you sitting, because when you're in meditation is when you're, those thoughts are the least active.
You know what I mean? About this a few months ago about, you told me to meditate. It was like back in the beginning of October. And I did for like a month and a half every day. And I got to that place only one time, and then I gave up because
I thought, girl, what am I doing? You know why? Because you got a lot of shit rolling around in that head for I don't want to say how many years, and you're like, in 30 days it didn't stop.
All right, I will keep going.
But when you felt it, even if it was for 10 seconds, that's what you're now you know what to reach for.
Yes, I do.
And I think what they're giving me for you now, and I think this is why they're giving me visualizations for you. Do you see what I mean? They're giving me you things to visualize. Do you see what I mean? Like a guided meditation is going to be a little more helpful for you. Still do the other one 100%, but the guided ones are going to get you out of your head a little bit more. Do you know what I mean? So when go ahead.
When you say visualization, is it visualizing the life I want to be living? Is that what you mean
by
that?
No, what I mean is I'm going to give it to you. Like, for example, I want to call in support and divine connections. So you sit and you literally think in your mind's eye, I'm calling in support, and you open your heart center and you visualize golden light coming into your heart, like beams coming, like shooting into your heart. And that's going to be, that's activating you and magnetizing you to bring that in.
Okay.
Something like that is what they showed me.
Okay.
That's the kind of thing you need to do something. You need to do something with your brain because your brain is very programmed right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So give me a thought. Give me one thought that's really plagues you pretty much every day.
How am I going to change my life?
How am I going to change my life? So I want to believe I can change my life. You got to change it. You got to shift it a little bit. Do you see what I mean? You got to start. That's the work. Every time you think that old one, let me shift it a little bit. I want to believe I can do this. I want to believe I have the power to change my life. I want to see evidence of it. Do you feel how that's
I do that all the time. I ask for signs to come in, to see things, to have validations when I'm doing the work.
Great.
And it works.
But it works. But the biggest sign you're looking for is just feeling better.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really all you need to look for is, do I feel a little better? Yes, I do. That's your evidence. And that needs to be enough for now so that we can quiet this. Because I'm telling you, this stuff is really up right now. If you have it in your energy, guys, it's going to be in your face. And it's in your face now. You can't run from it anymore. You can't hide from it anymore. So you really got to face this, Charlene. It's time.
Okay.
Grieve it. And let it go for real, okay? Because you 100% can do this. This is not who you are anymore. It's who you were.
Yes.
Okay, and you just keep reactivating her. Yes?
No, I don't want to do
helpful.
That.
No, I know. I could spend 2 hours with you, Charlene. Hopefully that was helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. I am. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, next I have Paula from California. California is representing today. Hello.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
Hi. I guess I just want to have, I've been doing caregiving for my mom, and it's been really, it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
And so I've been over here for like 2 weeks, probably going on a third week and missing work and all that. And, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I don't even know what to ask, but something around
And you're super drained. It's very draining and exhausting.
Yeah.
And it just feels like, I don't know if you're going to make it the rest of the week. Okay. Like, I'm just going to tell you, like,
right.
I mean, you gotta go, girl. You gotta go. Like, it just feels to me like I would say to most people, find a way to look for the positive aspects, find a way to get yourself balanced. But at this point, you're too drained, you know, and the problem is you're going, there's no one else to do it. We can't afford to get somebody. This is the story, right?
Yeah.
This is the story.
Trying to save money. Yeah.
Trying to save money. Right. But what about your sanity? This is my question.
Yeah.
What about your sanity? I think you need to start opening to, I'm open to letting a solution in here around my mom, because I cannot do this every week. This is not working
right for
me. You need to acknowledge it to yourself. You don't owe this to her. I'm also hearing, this sounds terrible what I'm about to say, but I'm hearing that she needs less help than you think she needs.
Right.
It's not terrible, but
exactly.
I'm feeling like you don't want to enable her too much. You want to give her some power, because you don't want to take away all her power.
Absolutely.
It feels like she could do a little more, and she needs someone who's like, yeah, you can do that. Get up. You know, she needs someone who's going to push her a little bit. And you're her daughter, so she's not going to listen to you. Ain't going to listen to you.
Yeah.
You know? So I almost feel like it's not
that,
serving
definitely.
Her. Good, good. I'm glad I can confirm that. So I almost
feel
like she needs somebody that will go, hey, you're not dead yet. Like, let's hustle a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, someone who's going to jokingly push her, because it feels like your mom is getting a little, it's going to go, I don't think it's going to help her.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she needs to get independent. You know, she got this sciatica thing, and it just, like, took her out.
Yeah, sure. My grandmother had it and had, like, spinal surgery, and, like, 2 weeks later was walking. But she's like a pistol. She's like, leave me alone. I'm fine.
That's great.
But your mom, you know, and I think that, let me just say this to you, Paula. If it's not uplifting you, it's not uplifting her.
Right.
And that's
and
how you
like
have
you
to,
said,
go ahead.
Look for the divine. You know, like what you were saying earlier, exactly, because that will change it. They'll shift it.
And so, and open to it. Call in a solution that isn't this, because you need to start believing that you're not the only solution. Yes. Seems to be the theme today. That's why they brought it in.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
and so,
I think that you can do it. Go ahead.
And so I'm just wondering, like, how is it, what does the channel say, like, about how she's, you know, doing or what, you know?
What I'm saying to you is she's going to do worse if you take care of her.
Right.
Than if someone else does.
Okay.
She's going to decline faster.
Okay.
She needs somebody who's going to push her, because she's not really ready to go yet. But you don't want to get her to, do you know what I mean? Sciatic is very old, stuck pain from the past.
Right. Yeah.
But she's not
done
here,
your mom. Acupuncture.
Great.
Oh, good.
That's awesome. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not done here yet. I feel like she's got a lot more to do, but you got to push her. Sitting all day and having someone do everything for you is not going to help your sciatica.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you.
Keep me posted. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Next, I have Iris in Philadelphia. Hi, Iris.
Hi, Nadia. Great to speak with you. I think this is my first time.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too. Well, this is giving me a lot to think about with you talking about the old stuff coming to the forefront. I guess Friday night, that was I was like, whoa, is this your shocks of the eclipse or something? It was just my boyfriend and I got into this very, like, super emotional thing about we're under a lot of stress right now. We have to find, well, it's my perception that we have to find a new apartment like yesterday, because we have some mold.
But again, it attracts, it activates the survival fear. So it's a very hard one to get around. I understand that. It's very triggering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And I realized that I was creating this pattern again of like this somewhere over the rainbow kind of thing. I was like, once we get into a new apartment, then I can
then
start
I'll feel better.
Again.
Yeah, then I'll
yeah.
feel better. Instead of
yep.
this is an opportunity to create, bring us the apartment. It's like, you know, I say this to people around relationships too. Did you go out and find him and pick him? Go, I want that one. No, you know, that's not how things work. Okay, it goes, show it to me, universe, and I'll know when I see it.
Right.
And obviously we're supposed to leave this apartment because asbestos is up in here. And so we're getting pushed out. And I didn't listen before when I knew we were supposed to leave. I didn't listen when my inner being was telling me it was time to go. I just wanted to stay comfortable and I didn't listen. So now I'm listening. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where are we going? Yeah. What's next? Let's do this. Let's party. Let's see. What do we want? What do we want? What do we want? And that's the conversation you need to engage with your boyfriend is I'm scared and this is what I want. So it's okay to be scared. Use that energy. If fear is energy, right? It's just energy.
Yeah.
It's powerful, powerful emotional energy. And you can use it to go, God, I'm really scared. So let's empower ourselves right now. Because right now it's I'm empowered. We're never going to find anything. It's too expensive. What about the job? You know, these are the thoughts, right? So when you take those thoughts, there's a woman named Byron Katie back in the million years ago. And she used to call, she used to say, is that true? That was like my, her big thing is that true? So one of the thoughts is I'm afraid we won't find a place. Okay. So she's like, well, what's the statement in that? We won't find a place. Well, is that true? You're not going to find a place. And then you check in yourself and you're like, no, that's obviously not true. We will find a place. Right. So it forces you to go, well, no, I actually know we will find a place. And so it's kind of, she calls it doing the turnaround. And I think you're one of those people that would benefit from that type of work. That's sort of like, well, let me turn it around. And you take a statement and you can Google her. Byron Katie, worksheet, the work. She's the bomb, dude. She's ahead of her time. And she understands that you're creating your life. She's like, hey, your perception creates what you feel and what you make happen in your life, you know? So what can your perception be now? Just in this,
what
you know,
I,
2 minutes.
What
can your new perception be around this situation?
That the right place is coming. We're just going to have to be here another month, basically.
Or somehow it's all working out. Doesn't seem ideal right now, but that's okay because you know how I know I'm supposed to be here? I'm here. And we're not going to die. We've been here X amount of time and I'm fine and he's fine. So, you know, you can make light of it. And then you go, let's open to our new place. We didn't want to stay here anyway. Let's go to a new place. Let's find something better. We'll find, where's the place that's looking for us? Where's our place? Not a place, our place. Does that make sense?
That's all really great. I'm wondering about how to, basically how to make it better while we're here. Cause all my energy has been about getting out of here. And now it's like, oh, well, we're going to be here for a little, you know, while we're here, how do we make
it? It's
going to
be a blip. First of all, a month is like a blip. But second of all, we have a roof over our head. It's not raining on my face. We have a kitchen.
Yeah.
We have running water. Let's keep it basic, people. Because I'll tell you, when that electricity goes out, you appreciate electricity. When you don't have hot water, wow, do you appreciate hot water? And you kind of got to start with those things right now. And I mean, I was born in the 70s. I had asbestos my whole life. I'm fine. Okay, so you know what I mean? It's making light and looking for the things that are working. What did we like about this apartment that we want to take into our next one?
Right.
You know, those type of, it's a shift in the way in your perception of the whole situation. We're being pushed where we need to go. And we're waiting for that thing to show up.
Got it.
Keep me posted. I would love to hear about your new place.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Iris. No problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next, I have Bridget in Colorado. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Nadia. The first thing I want to say is I'm in so much gratitude to you and Dee in this community. You know, the generosity that you and Dee show week after week after week and the community you have set up together and separately is wonderful.
Oh, so thank you for all of that. Thank you, Bridget.
Every week I'm like, oh, yay, I have this to go to. So with that said, I would just like a general, please.
General, sure. All right, Bridget, let's see what's going on with you today. What do we give Bridget today? Highest guidance for Bridget today. Okay, so you're on your path. Stop doubting that you're not on it.
Okay.
Because you're on it. You're on it. You're there. They're showing me like three lights. Like there's going to be three things that are coming in for you that are going to light up and follow them around something you've wanted for a long time.
Okay.
Okay. It's just going to be it's going to be that gut feeling. It's going to be, ooh, I don't know why I want to do it. It's going to seem like something meaningless.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? But it's not meaningless. They're showing me like it's going to light up. Like, oh, I don't know why. Like, I want to go into that store. Or, you know, something like that. It's going to be subtle. But they're showing me three things that they're trying to connect for you. And it does feel to me around the money issue, around money.
That would be really work.
Okay. Yeah. So it's around making a connection there around money. You are one of those people that are in an action place right now.
Yes,
You're at a place where you got to go, go, go. It's go time. So making sure you take care of yourself, making sure you find that time to stay balanced, because you have a very calming energy, but it's very easy for you to hide your anxiety from people.
Okay.
So really keeping it in check. Oh, I'm feeling myself start to get, you know, triggered, and, you know, keeping it in check, because you got a lot of good things lined up, Bridget, I got to tell you.
Thank you.
I feel very good about this. And embracing the healer in you, whatever that looks like.
Oh, yes. It comes out,
you know,
all the time.
Yeah, bringing it out, embracing it fully. They're showing me energy coming out of your hands, which is interesting. Do you work with your hands in any way, with anything?
I have off and on in my life. I'm not currently now. I mean, it's not my employment. But
right.
It's my vocation.
Well, maybe this is what they're trying to light up for you, is doing these things, maybe meeting someone in a bookstore, I don't know, that, hey, I would love to do a session with you. I'll pay you $60 or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it might be something like that.
Okay.
It's because it shows me another way of money coming in.
Okay.
Doing something that's a part of your path.
Okay.
Okay,
not
I like
thought
it.
We were going, but okay.
Okay, but that's where they want you to go. Okay,
okay.
So.
Got it.
Curiosity, where did you think we were going?
Well, I've worked in corporate America most of my life while I've been doing the other things on the side.
Right.
So.
Well, that's why you're ready to expand and do something a little more fulfilling, but also bring more money in.
Okay,
I love it. Okay, thanks, Bridget.
Well, you know, it's like I have to rearrange my
Well, you just have to go, I'm listening. I'm just going to listen for when it
yes.
lights up. It could be somebody at work. I don't know. But they're showing me three different things. Okay?
Okay,
can't wait to hear.
Well, no, I got it. I have to let go of how I had it all mapped out to
exactly.
let the new stuff come in. That's what
right.
I'm going.
Let
okay,
the best back. Thing that's going to bring you the most joy, whatever that is, bring that in.
Got it.
You know.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Bridget.
You so much.
Thank you. Oh, Miss Anna from New York is up in here. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Hi.
You had a great vacation. Hi.
Thank you. We did. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I just would like a general, because there's
okay.
all sorts of changes happening.
Okay, well, the big question is, did you get the money?
Not yet.
Ay, 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 those bastards. All right, let's see why.
We got
right.
another update that we're going to get another update at the end of January. So that's a big question. Is it actually coming in February or?
Okay,
what?
So, yeah. So, I mean, they still show me as it coming. But it's so funny because every time that I speak to you, Anna, I feel like I get the same vision.
Okay.
And it's like a hallway, okay,
uh-huh.
with like
uh-huh.
1,000 doors that could open. And all you can see is that one door.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean? You got to open up your energy to this not being the one and only, because they're saying it's already here. It's already in her bank account. She just keeps thinking it's not there, so we can't give it to her.
Yeah.
Like, that's like,
okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's like you keep going, it's not there, it's not there, it's not there, and that's what keeps delaying it.
Oh, geez.
I know.
Well,
I'm sorry. But it doesn't.
My older
it is coming.
Moved out, so that's also an income that's not available.
Sure.
So
you're in money fear. And so when we're in money fear, the first thing we have to do is take extra care and really look at what we're activating. And I know
mm-hmm.
it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy. It is not. And especially since a lot of people around us are not doing the work in this way.
Right.
But you got to go, as I was saying, I would use that image. I think they would give you that image every time because you need to use that image in a meditation of like seeing all the doors opening and money flowing in from all 1,000 doors.
Right.
You know, and solutions and all this stuff flowing into you because mama, you got to start receiving. It is time for you. Stop slowing it down. Stop noticing it's not there. Notice it's there. It's already in my bank account. It'll be there when it gets there. It's already there. I already see it. Every time you look at your bank account, see it there. It's already done. I can't wait to see all the other ways that money's going to come to me. See those doorways. Universe, it doesn't have to be the hours I put in, the money is the money I get back. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
You got to open this up, Anna. You got to do it now.
Well, I have, this week I have pretty good income. So it worked out. That worked out.
Oh, good. Well, and go, yay, this week I made a great income. I'm excited to see how it comes forward. You got to, like, use that and kind of milk it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? You got to just, like, really use that. You're like, yes, and, like, make it on fire. And so you can really open up getting in your power as a creator, Anna. It's time to get in your power as a creator.
Right.
Okay? Okay, mama. I'll probably talk to you next week.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Anna.
You, bye.
Thank you. Next, I have Phyllis in New Mexico. Hi.
Oh, hey, Nadia. Wow, I'm so energized by your voice and uplifted. So
oh,
good to hear
so
you.
Sweet. Thank you.
Yeah, I just, you know, the opening, I need to listen to that again. That just like bing, bing, bing. It hit on so many chords for me. Yeah, because I had my mother died. I dealt with that last year. My brother was found
right.
dead over the holidays. I'm, you know, so what you're saying about, you know, internal, external, I'm thinking external because I'm about to move back to Hawaii, so I need to get organized, I need to get
right.
packed, I need to,
but
there's
then
I'm thinking I'm
going to have
this internal, yeah, but I'm thinking maybe I'm in an internal phase now because I just, you know, I've been working with Dee, yeah, I need to get this forgiveness stuff over with.
Yeah,
with
and I think that this is...
Yeah.
And the grieving
yeah.
stuff, I mean, I'm going to tell you, I mean, the amount of horrible stuff that happened last year is deaths, suicide of young people. I mean, I can't. I mean, there's so many things with clients that I dealt with, so I totally understand. And I'm sorry for your losses, of course.
Thank you.
Grief,
yeah.
for me, is one of the hardest things to move through because there's no way but through it, right? You just got to feel it. If you don't feel it, you know, and it sounds like you're in the anger phase around it. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
That's a normal phase to be in because you feel powerless, you know, especially probably around your brother.
Oh, yeah. He was found dead in a motel, and I listened to a voice. I'll just tell you real quick. I listened to a voicemail. He had left me months before in great detail how he was going to kill me. You know, so it's like... You know, those pain in my heart is like, I feel so bad for him. And they're like, man, what a bastard.
Well, and also knowing that, you know, the biggest challenge I find, and it's so funny that this is a theme for me with my clients this week of dealing with people that were abusive or horrible to them and trying to find forgiveness. You know, my favorite saying is holding on to resentment is drinking the poison, expecting someone else to die.
Yeah.
He scared you, and it was painful for him to not love you because you want him to love you and you want to love him. That's what you want so much. And
yeah.
now he's free. And now he's free. Obviously,
yeah.
he had obviously
yeah.
had a lot of pain in his life or else he wouldn't be acting like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what I would say is I think you are in an internal cycle. I understand there's a lot of action to take with the move. First of all, Hawaii, great choice. Just saying, love Hawaii. Talk about a good feeling, Phyllis. As soon as I get off the plane, I'm like, Hawaii.
Yeah.
I love it, Hawaii, and beautiful nature. It's going to be very great for you. But what you need to do is start going, because that victim energy for you is something that you've moved away from, but you go to that anger, you go to that sort of, and then you get stuck there. And that's why you need to forgive, because the forgiveness moves you past the anger. I forgive you because I want to feel better. Not because you deserve forgiveness, but because I don't want to hold this anymore. Do you feel the difference
in
that?
Yeah, and that one of the things is my brother was involved with this horrible person who was around him waiting for this moment, you know, the payday. And
sure.
So she's robbed my mother's house, the stuff, all the furniture. You know, I'm still having to sort of deal with this through a lawyer. So that's what's causing me pain, is that you filled my brother with all these lies about me. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Well, so how can you separate yourself from it? You have a lawyer, and you need to find a way, Phyllis, to disconnect from it right now and do whatever you can to focus on you. And all that stuff, it's going to cause anxiety. It just is. Anything to do with law, it's already in motion. You know, if you jumped out of a plane without a parachute, we got to ride this one out, okay? We got to ride out this situation, okay? Because you can't change it now. It's already in motion, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But what you can do
is
lawyer
told,
that woman, she's going to burn herself. Her energy is just going to come back to her. So just don't give her anything.
Don't give any more energy to that
situation. Start giving energy to where you want to go, not where you've been.
Okay.
Who you want
to
be.
I need to hear that again. Yeah.
So, because
Lori told me,
But this is the time for you right now because, Mama, you know what? You can get stuck in this really easy. And anybody would. It's not you. It's just any human. And it's a very tough situation. So giving yourself that, hey, it's a tough situation. What's the best I can do for myself right now? Being really kind about it. Okay. Well, Phyllis, I would love to talk more with you.
Thank you so much.
Next, I have Maria in San Francisco. Hi, who's this?
Thank you so much.
Hi, Maria.
My first time. Thank you. I'm trying to figure out couple overlap of things. I have been having strange straining in my chest and my throat and my arms, and I'm having a lot of issues with health, but also overlapping with strain on my relationships with my primary family that I live with, and I'm trying to figure out how to deal with that. I want to move, don't know where, I'm not sure how to deal with them.
But then you're in physical pain, and so you feel like, how can I move right now? I'm not in the right physical place, when I'm better, there's all this going on, right?
So I feel I can move, I just don't know where and how to make it happen. We're dealing with the passing of my parent, and so we're dealing with a lot of business, but we also don't communicate well.
Right, it's bringing up all the family issues come up to the surface, you know, totally.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So,
Kim, if you can, don't mind, I'm gonna try to, without asking you the details, because you're showing me your chest, your arms, and your throat, right? That sort of whole, the front area. And, you know, when I think of that, it's like where you embrace somebody. It's where you let things in.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you receive things. Your arms reach out and bring somebody in or bring things into you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is telling me that this is a pattern for you of not really allowing things in, of not receiving the things you want, of not receiving the love and the energy that you really required or needed. And I lovingly say this, other people in your family didn't require it as much. So they weren't as wounded by not getting it. Does that make sense?
Yes, in some ways.
Like my brother and I are different beings. He wanted to be left alone. So for him, that worked out for him. He wanted to be left alone. I didn't want to be left alone. I wanted more attention. So do you see what I'm saying? You wanted more attention growing up. You wanted more care. And I think that's why you're there right now. Does that make sense? You want to feel, how many siblings do you have?
I have two.
Yeah, because it felt like
they
were
younger.
Three. Okay, so you're the oldest.
Yeah.
Okay. So
correct.
You got, you know, I got to tell you, I'm the oldest too. Okay. So, you know, you kind of get, the next one comes. Okay, now help out. You're done getting all the love and the hugs and the attention. There's another one, you know, and now there's another one. And so I'm just saying this because it feels like a childhood wound because you're in your home. You know, and which parent passed?
They both just recently passed. My mother just passed. And the dynamic changed because I got sick and I couldn't work. And so there was resentment there. So it's actually my sibling's home now. We moved
got
in
it.
Together. But
got it.
So there's a power trip. There's control, zero CD. And so I just don't speak. I don't live my truth. And
you have to come to a place where you can, I would sit down. First of all, I do two things. I call this a psychic conversation. When you're dealing with people, mm-hmm. everybody's triggered right now. Everybody's hurting right now in their own mm-hmm. way, in a different way. Mm-hmm. Everyone's in a different mindset in processing this. It's really weird. How long ago did your father pass?
Two and a half years.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it feels like a while ago. It doesn't feel like it. So your mom is recent and your father was 2 years ago. So, I mean, it's still fresh, but I'm saying it's not like last year.
Right.
What I would do is have a conversation with your siblings in your mind. What you do is you call in their soul. You say you call it, mm-hmm. you call in their soul and you speak to them. You say, this is what I want. I want us to be loving to each other. I want us to come together at this time. I want us to be respectful. I want us to be understanding and be able to hear each other. I want us to be there for each other in ways and be closer than we ever have, whatever it is you want to say. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bless them and you let it go. And then you sit down with yourself and this is your work. You resent your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you let them bully you.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Does that resonate?
A lot.
Yes. So you let them bully you instead of that doesn't mean you bully back. It means you go, hey, I'm hurting too. This is really scary for me. And you got to go to more vulnerability. It's the opposite of what anyone wants to do, but your siblings want to love you more than they don't want to love you. And if you just open your heart really fully to them, that's why I say do the psychic thing. So you're open to them so you can understand their point of view. I always start with people. Hey, I get it. This must be really hard for me. You guys having me here. I totally understand. But I want us to be on the same page. We lost our parents, guys. Can we please come together? I want us to be closer than we've been. You feel where I'm at?
Yeah.
Because they want that too. But they're like, mm-hmm. they like get to a place like, oh, whatever, Maria's doing her thing that she always does. Like they get in, you know, you get in your patterns as siblings of like, oh, that person's doing mm-hmm. the thing they always do. And this person's doing the thing they always do. And so you got to break out of that pattern.
Yeah, I agree. I made an attempt. Then, like you said, the same thing happened. And then I was concerned about if my health is more serious, I'm getting different feedback. Go to a cardiologist, you might have plugged this or thyroid or all sorts
well,
of stuff.
I'm not a doctor, but I would really look mm-hmm. at what's the feeling it brings up.
Okay.
What's the feeling? And what I heard is I'm paralyzed. I can't do anything for myself. I don't have any power. You see what I mean? Like that's the energy. Whatever's happening to you physically, the emotion that it brings up is where you got to go. And the solution will come. Once you go, oh, this is familiar. I know what it's like to feel powerless. I know what it's like to feel, you know what I mean? And out of my power and not being able to do anything and not be able to receive what I want and feeling like I'm stuck or whatever it is. All those things are what you want to get to. And once you can go, oh, okay, that's what it's about. Okay, I'm ready to let that go. I'm ready to open to a new way of being, and it starts now. And mom and dad help me from the divine because they're here with you, you know?
How do I deal with their control issues and their power tripping?
Well, you don't get affected by it. Be like,
rules.
My favorite thing, give me an example of what a control trip could. Just give me a statement or something that your sibling would say.
They actually will say very mean comments and demeaning things or
so give
just
me one.
Do it.
Give me one.
Not how it affects me. They'll make decisions about bringing people over and I'm in the process of working and not tell me and then be here hours on end, super loud, not considering that I'm.
But what I'm saying, what do they say to you? When's an opportunity where they actually verbally say something to you?
Recently, one of them left me a note and was talking about cleaning and that I'm not cleaning when that was not correct. They're so OCD, I can't breathe to go and, like, cook or do anything outside my room because it's going to be attacked that I'm the one that's leaving messes behind
with
them.
Well, the point is, hey, I get that cleanliness is important to you guys. and I clean. Mm-hmm. If you don't like the way I clean, I'm sorry, but this is how I clean. And let them be pissed. But you got to own your power. I get it. You're OCD. You like things super, super clean. I'm not as anal about that stuff. I'll do the best I can, and I get it that that's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
People just want to feel heard, Mama. They just want to feel heard. And so do you. That's all you want. Hey, guys, I totally get it. You want to bring someone over? Next time, if you could let me know, I would really appreciate it because I was doing this, 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 and this. You need to be Jesus right now. You need to be the bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sorry, we spent so much time. I want to take one more person before we have to end here today. I hope that was helpful, Maria. So big, I mean, we could spend 2 hours. So. Okay. Thank you so much. Call in next week to my show and Dee's again. Okay. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, next here I got lastly Emily from California. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Nadia.
How can I help you today?
I'm calling in freedom and ease, and I would want a general.
Okay, great. Let's do it. Last thing for Emily. Good. So you are one of those people, again, they're giving me that yin-yang sign around being in an external place. So what action do you feel like you need to take to, what's going to make you feel free in your body? What can you do to, because this is what they're showing me. Yes, you're calling these things in, but you're not really feeling the sensation of like excitement or, you know when like, I'm not into sports, but you know when like you watch somebody watch sports and their team wins and they get like super excited?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the feeling we're looking for. Just sometimes.
Yeah.
Just every once in a while. Finding that, yes, yeah. I love it. This is so funny. Oh, this is so fun. Like a little more of that enthusiasm. Because they're showing me that's going to tip the balance for you. That's literally going to tip it over to where you want it
to
be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay, that's amazing. Totally. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, got it.
Yay. Thank you. You were so fast. Okay, thank you so much,
thank
Emily.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Yes.
You guys, thank you so much for having me. I will be here on Dee's show next week as well. And my show is just February 2nd, also on Blog Talk Radio, 9 a.m. Saturday, February 2nd. And then Dee's show, 9 a.m. February 3rd. Guys, thank you so much for honoring me and being with me today. I love being with you. I always have the best time. And here's to manifesting everything we desire, guys. Have an amazing week, and I will chat with you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.